For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Welcome, everyone, to WCW Retro. I'm your host for the evening, Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. It's great to be here with you guys. Once again, this is the place to be, folks. WCW Retro, we talk about past, present, future professional wrestling, but so much more. You never know who's going to call in and tap the fun. Tonight is a special night because we'll be talking Barry Windham tonight. So if you guys got any cool Barry Windham stories, the moment you want to share with us, call us in this live WCW Retro podcast at 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. I'm looking to dive into some Barry Windham stories with you guys tonight. So lots to talk about and discuss. Before we get to the callers tonight and talk Barry Windham, make a few announcements and shout-outs, if you will. First off, shout-out to the Dust Series, which I star as a chief, and we'll be on set later on this year for a fourth season. Check out all three seasons of Dust Series. Go to their YouTube channel, youtube.com/Dust Series, D-U-S-K Series. Also going to be on set, currently on set, for an upcoming film called The Devil's Daughter, which is a Harlequin origin story, which you can check out. More updates on that film at facebook.com/realdevilsdaughter. I'm starring as Dr. Jeremy Arkham in the upcoming film. Looking forward to wrapping up on set in the next few months. So far, production's been going great. So, yeah, keep in tabs with the Facebook. Also, I'm going to be in a horror movie that will probably be coming out later on the end of this year or next beginning of next year, either or, called Stench of Iniquity, which I'll be starring as an ancient vampire named Abba in the film. And for more information and updates on that film, go to facebook.com/stenchofiniquity. Enjoy all the great VOC Nation podcasts right here on VOCNation.com. In the Room every Tuesday night with Brady Hicks, myself, Kathy Fitzpatrick, Derek McDonald, Matt Grimm, Ray Bogus. We have special guests and take callers from all over. It's always a great time on In the Room every Tuesday night. Wednesdays, Shelly Martinez podcast, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday nights. Wrestling with History of Bruce Wirt, Ken Resnick, and Bill Apter. Of course, Thursday nights, WCW Retro at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Plus, check out Sassy Steph, Briscoe and Big Ace, Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, Wrestling with Problems, and all the great podcasts we got here at VOCNation.com. Just go to VOCNation.com and look for the schedules and times for all the podcasts. Great listens, folks. Great listens. And thank you guys for your support. And if you speaking of support, if you want to support us, also go to Pro Wrestling Tees at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation. Buy your favorite VOC Nation t-shirt on sale, including WCW Retro t-shirts and t-shirts of yours truly, Papa Stroh, the Four Faces of Stroh during the Strohvolution. Go buy your favorite VOC Nation t-shirt now at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation. And thank you guys once again for your support. For Fishing with Special Friends, go to fishingwithspecialfriends.com. Masters of Ring Entertainment, go to mastersofringentertainment.com. Innovative Hybrid Wrestling out of the Maritimes in Canada. Find out what they're up to on their Facebook, facebook.com/IHW Wrestling. Lost in the Funhouse podcast. Check them out on YouTube at Lost in the Funhouse. And then search on YouTube and go to their channel. Great podcast from great people. Greg Rowe, Blondie, and Antler Hill. Give them some love. Give shouts to my XWW family, Extreme World Wrestling, at extremeworldwrestling.com. That's with XTREME World Wrestling, all together, no space, .com. Great to be back with them and be a part of them as well. And I'll be in some upcoming events soon. I'll keep you guys informed which events I'll be a part of. But, please go with them. They're making big waves in the Charlotte area. Give them some love. And just sure they would appreciate that. As far as yours truly social media, go to my official website, destroy.com, for the latest on TV wrestling film. And my merchandise, go to destroy.com/merchandise. THESTRO.com/merchandise for the latest Papa Stroh merch for all ages, including pets. If you'd like to make a donation to yours truly, buy me a cup of coffee, tips, etc. And thank you for those I've already donated. Much appreciated. But if you'd like to make a donation to yours truly, Papa Stroh, send it to my PayPal at paypal.me. M is a Mary, E's an eat, /Papa Stroh. All together, it's paypal.me/Papa Stroh. I'm on Facebook at Stroh the Maestro, Twitter at @DeStroh. Instagram at Stroh Maestro. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, guys, at youtube.com/Stroh Maestro. I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/RealPapaStroh. And if you'd like to get a personal greeting, video greeting rather, from yours truly, Papa Stroh, you can go to the following websites, either celebvm.com/Stroh Maestro or myfanpark.com/Papa Stroh Maestro, and get your personal video green from yours truly, Papa Stroh, today. But I'm taking bookings currently for TV, wrestling, film, comic cons, conventions, radios, radio interviews, charities, conventions, voiceover commentary, commercials, endorsements, seminars. I do a lot these days. So if you'd like to book yours truly for all that, and then some, hit me up, Strohfoya, STRO4YA @yahoo.com. And let's talk business. And if you'd like to be a special guest on WCW Retro, hit me up, send me an email, WCWRetro@yahoo.com. Let's get you some exposure right here on WCW Retro. With that, we'll be taking a first commercial break. We'll come back, we'll take some callers, and talk Barry Windham right here in WCW Retro. And lead a commercial, let's play some Midnight Express. Be back in a few, folks.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Rock and Roll Union and North Step Productions, in conjunction with Boo Ray Atlantic City, proudly present Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th, featuring As We Become Ghosts and Rat Rod. It's been a long, cold winter, and now it's time to rock. Also appearing, the Rock and Roll Union house band Shades of Grey, playing all of your favorites from the 60s to now. All COVID regulations will be in place. Tickets are available at Eventbrite.com and are extremely limited, so get them before they run out. Doors open at 6 and showtime is at 7. Rat Rod, As We Become Ghosts, and Shades of Grey. Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th at Boo Ray, 201 South New York Avenue, Atlantic City. Did I mention there's free parking? Don't miss it.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Dangerous Danny Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter, at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests, sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We've excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
He cannot get to his feet.
Folks, welcome back to WCW Retro. It's Papa Stro here, man. You guys just heard some sound footage of Barry Windham turning on his tag team partner Lex Luger and becoming the fourth member of the Four Horsemen. And with that very same night, Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard became the NWA World Tag Team Champions. A very historical moment in the career of Barry Windham. And tonight is Barry Windham night. So if you guys want to call in and give your favorite Barry Windham story or memory or what have you, feel free to call anytime to tonight's live WCW Retro podcast. And that number is 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. And, special night. Barry Windham has had such a storied career. Oh, my goodness. Let's start from the beginning, shall we? I mean, his father was the legendary Black Jack Mulligan, who definitely a Hall of Famer, you know, in the pro wrestling business, hands down, for his illustrious career, for sure. And Barry Windham had some big shoes to fill with his daddy, but he made a legendary career of himself, wrestled the best of the best, had some classic epic matches with Nature Boy Ric Flair for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. He was a great tag team partner for Ron Garvin, him and Mike Rotunda, U.S. Express. I don't know, during my time in WCW, he made a very effective team with Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. And one of the best big men in our business, hands down. Barry had the size, but he could move like a guy half his size. So he was an amazing, amazing wrestler, and won various championships, U.S. Tag Team Championships, the Florida Heavyweight Championship, and he had the classic feuds with Kevin Sullivan, and had some good matches with a Harley Race. And so forth. Him and Mike Rotunda had a great feud in WWE years ago with Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkoff. Went back with the U.S. Express. So, yeah, very storied career for Barry Windham. Except definitely one of the best hands in our industry, no doubt. But, tonight's Barry Windham night, guys. So, if you want to call in and give your favorite Barry Windham story, feel free to do so at 914-338-1885. We're going to take a commercial break. When you come back, we'll have more Barry Windham and take some of your calls. So, and leading the calls, leading actually to the commercial, rather, let's play some Bret Hart. We'll be back in a few, folks. Stick with us.
this is the sister, the Doctor of Style, and you're listening to VOC Nation.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cavi Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Cam Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Diller, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
On Wrestling with Problems, we deal with two things, wrestling and problems. On the wrestling side, we cover the major feds as well as the indies. As far as problems go, we cover our problems, American problems, and world problems. Sometimes the problems are even related to wrestling. Every week, comedian King David Lane and wrestler, promoter Chris Best discuss the best and especially the worst in the world of wrestling with a heaping dose of comedy. Check us out live on VOCNation.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs, here you get nasty. Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cavi Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Cam Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Diller, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at...
Welcome back to WCW Retro. Papa Stro here, the Maestro of Wrestling. And tonight on WCW Retro, it's Barry Windham night, talking some of the great moments and memories in the career of one Barry Windham. And if you'd like to call in and give your favorite Barry Windham moment memory, please do so at 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. So let's get the caller, shall we? Here we go. 7-5. I think this is my man, Mr. Hollywood. Mr. Hollywood, welcome back, brother. How you doing?
How you doing, Papa Sir Maestro? I hope you're doing okay.
Great, great, man. Great. Blessed to be here another day, right?
That's right. Hello to the guests and everybody's on the line. Yeah, it's good to be here. It's good to hear from you, my Papa Sir Maestro. WCW Retro,
Papa
Stro.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, tonight we're talking Barry Windham, man. What a great career he has had.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think one of my moments with Barry Windham was, it was definitely, I have to say, when you joined the Four Horsemen.
Yes. We just played footage of that, actually. We turned on Lex Luger and helped win the titles.
Yeah. Lex Luger, he tried his best to try to convince Barry Windham, you know, you shouldn't join this group. I've been in this group. This group is bad news. Don't do it. He completely turned on Lex Luger. That was really a moment for me, you know, to turn on Lex Luger to join the Four Horsemen.
Right.
That was really a bombshell. It really was. And then, you know, he became the United States champion. He had a new move. You know, I can't remember his other move. I know when he joined the Four Horsemen.
It's Daddy's move, Black Jack Mulligan's move, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So that was really a game change. Him going, what was his move before he joined the Horseman?
He did that running lariat.
Yeah, the running lariat. I used to love to see Barry Windham do that. But even like when he went to the Claw, that was really something different. I mean, it was really something different because, you know. That was the moment him join the Four Horsemen.
I know I mentioned this earlier. For a man of his size, he can move, though.
I know. He was quick, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he could do a drop kick, too.
Yeah, a nice-looking drop kick at that.
I know. Barry Windham was real tall, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, he was... Not only doing drop kicks, he was doing drop kicks off the top rope and everything.
I know. I remember that. I mean, that was just Pop Star Maestro. That was just unbelievable to see him do a drop kick off the top rope. I mean, that's unheard of.
A guy his size.
And he would go about hour-long
matches with Ric Flair. So many times.
Yeah,
I mean, his endurance is amazing.
I know, exactly. I mean, he was like, Barry Windham, he was an incredible wrestler. He really was. Barry Windham is very exciting to watch. I mean, every time I ever watched Barry Windham in a match, I never saw a boring match with Barry Windham.
No. And he was part of some great teams, too. Like him and Mike Rotunda with the U.S. Express and WWE. At one point.
And
back with NWA, he teamed up with Ronnie Garvin. I think they won the U.S. tag team titles.
Wow, I remember that. Wow. That's a bombshell. Windham and Ronnie Garvin. Wow.
Yeah. And of course, he teamed with his brother a few times, Kendall.
I'm trying to who was his brother. What was his brother's name? Who was his brother?
Kendall Windham.
Oh yeah, I remember him. Yeah, okay, I remember Kenny. I do remember him now. Now you bring the name, I remember him. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, Kendall Windham. Yeah, I remember him.
When he joined the Horsemen, man, boy, his career really took off.
It did. It really did, yeah. Like I said, when he joined the Four Horsemen, I mean, his career really took off. It really did. I mean, you know, it really did. I mean, something that it brings me to my next point. You mean, like, we take a lot of wrestlers, man. I hate to say it, but a lot of times, you tell, like, some of the wrestlers, man, sometimes they have to go bad to get more publicity, you mean?
Oh yeah, yep, definitely. It's weird how you find yourself in this business, but once you do, it clicks.
You know what I mean? I mean, think about it. I mean, like I said, you think you got Barry Windham and I know it's kind of off the subject, but even like the NWO, you got like Buff Bagwell and the 1-2-3 kid. By them joining NWO, mm-hmm. they was bigger. They was bigger. You mean? It was bigger. I mean, nobody wasn't paying Buff Bagwell no attention, Marcus Bagwell or the 1-2-3 kid, all these other, you know, like K Dog and all them.
Yeah.
Paying him no, but when they joined the NWO, I mean, they went to a whole nother level. And
oh yeah.
Same with like Barry Windham, just like with Barry Windham. I mean, like I said, I'm using an example, but like Barry Windham. Like I said, just like when Barry Windham joined the Four Horsemen, he's just like he went to a whole new level.
Oh yeah, I just heard an interview with Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard, and they claim, you know, aside from the original Four Horsemen with Ole Anderson, they praise Barry as like the best horseman combination was Rick, Tully, Arn, and Barry. Then because all four of them one time held championships together at the same time. That was crazy.
Yeah, it was, and like you said, you know, even like you know when Lex Luger joined the Horsemen, Lex Luger was an incredible athlete. There's no doubt about that. But it's just like when they kicked Lex Luger out and brought in Barry Windham. I mean, it was like that was. I mean, you know, when you talk about Lex Luger, I mean, they had some big shoes to fill. You know, when it comes to Lex Luger, I mean, being a Horseman, but
right.
Despite of that, I mean, to bring in Barry Windham like that, Barry Windham took it to another level. And that's coming behind Lex Luger, that's huge.
Yeah. And the thing about Barry, I mean, you could singles or tag with the Horseman, and he was just gold. I remember watching Rick and Barry tag up against the Midnight Express in the Clash of Champions one time, and wow, what a fantastic match that was.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about Barry Windham. I mean, he's definitely an all-time great, no doubt about it.
And see, with Luger, back when Luger was the Horseman, you know, he brought the power game to the Horseman because, you know, he's a power wrestler, right? But with Barry, so, I mean, you had not only had the power, but you had the speed, agility, the wrestling expertise. I mean, he brought a lot to the table.
He did. He really did. I mean, like I said, you're right, coming behind Lex Luger, like you say, he really changed the game of the Four Horsemen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he changed the game,
yeah.
No doubt about it.
No doubt. And like I said, it really put Barry on the map.
It did. I mean, like I said, because I remember just as clear as day, when he joined the horse, I mean, it's like he just blew up.
Mm-hmm.
He blew up. He really did.
And eventually he became international champion. And I remember he had a title defense against Great Muta in Japan. That was amazing. Barry Windham.
Wow.
Him and Muta had some good matches. And he feuded with Lex Luger for the world title in WCW at one point, too.
Okay, yeah. I forgot about it. I didn't know that. You know, it's been so many years ago.
And that was... That was during the time where Ron Simmons, I believe, and Luger were feuding for the title.
Wow. Because I remember Ron Simmons. I remember Ron Simmons. He did become the WCW champion.
Yeah. That match he had with Vader was amazing.
Wow.
When he won the title from Vader. Oh, my God.
Wow, that's huge.
The pop Vader that Ron Simmons got when he won the title from Vader, oh, man, the building just, the whole roof came off, man. It was amazing.
Wow. And Vader was no joke.
No. No, sir.
Vader was no joke.
No, sir. Oh, I've taken some shots from Vader, man. You're right. He was legit. And funny story about Vader. I was with a MMA group he was with in Japan, trained with them, PWFI, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Some years later, when he was doing the feud with Hogan for the title, I was at an indie show in Indiana, right? And he did a run-in. He was running in some indie wrestling shows, building up some steam for his match with Hogan for the title, WCW.
Uh-huh.
And he was going for those forearms in the corner where he just literally knocks your head off, right, basically. And I should have learned from Sting and Shawn Michaels when they would cover up. You know what I mean? I did. I thought, like, I'm old school. You know what I mean? I could take this, but, man. So, finally, to save my jaw from being broken, I kicked him between the legs. And I was like, damn it, Leon. What did I do? Do I owe you money? And then he didn't recognize who I was, did, because I had the whole Gorgeous Sword thing on deal. But he got to looking at me. And he said, hey, dude.
He did.
And I'm laughing. I said, dude, just get me out of here before you break my jaw, man, please. So we got out of the ring, right? And get in the back, and one of the agents come up and said, what was that? What's going on? And Vader shoved him and said, don't F with him. That's my boy from Japan. And the agent looked at him and said, oh, okay. And so that's how I caught up with Vader. But, yeah, but Vader's cool, man. But, man, I tell you, though, he hits hard, dude.
He was no joke.
But him, Ron Simmons, the match, Ron Simmons, amazing, man. I mean, when he power slammed him, man, the whole roof came off that building. Simmons is strong. He's a hawk,
he was.
Man. That's a strong dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
It's funny because the same guy that trained Ron Simmons trained Luger, Hiro Matsuda.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, Matsuda, you know. He gave us Ron Simmons. He gave us Lex Luger. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And Hulk Hogan.
He brought
Hulk Hogan to business. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
What a resume, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Even like, well, I've seen a few of your matches, and like, I remember wrestling in WCW. I mean, you definitely had some good moves as well. I mean, you was tough in that ring as well. Yeah.
I tried to learn a few things over the years.
Yeah, I've seen a few of your matches. I mean, I remember you, but like I said, I went back on YouTube and seen a few of your matches, man. And you're pretty tough customer too.
I try, man. Yeah. Just try to do my part. I was it was a funny story. I was congratulating Rob Van Dam on getting into the WWE Hall of Fame this year, because him and I had some great I wish you could have seen the matches him and I had, man. It was like pre-ECW and WCW, but, man, we were still good together. I mean, we can go in a match blindfolded and have a great match. It's just, you know, it's one of those things. There's certain people that get in the ring, they got good chemistry together. I mean, Rob was amazing, man.
Wow.
And,
I'm going to tell you a moment on your end that I'll never forget. When you, I think you were playing the piano, and Hacksaw Jim Duggan came in and started singing.
Oh, Hacksaw, yeah. That? Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
When you started singing, he came and started singing.
Yeah. I love Hacksaw, man. It was all I could do to keep a straight face, man. When he started jamming with me the piano, man, I was trying to keep from just... I was corpsing, man. I was trying to keep from laughing, man. But, oh, my God, it was the best.
It wasn't Mean Gene. I think Mean Gene was there. Mean Gene was there, right?
Yeah.
I remember you. Mean Gene. Yeah, Mean Gene was interviewing you. Because you were playing the piano. You had this beautiful lady. I forgot what her name. She was she was beautiful. But,
Symphony. She used to be Rhea Shamrock in WWE. Yeah. Used to be Rhea on WWE. Yeah, yeah. It was just her birthday the other day, actually. Happy birthday, Alicia. Her real name's Alicia Webb.
Oh, okay.
Lisa, happy birthday, Symphony. Me and Shamrock.
Wow. Yeah. She was beautiful.
She's really cool, man. Oh, yeah, gorgeous, man. Hacksaw, man. Oh, my God. That was back, remember, that was back when you were wearing that janitor suit. They made him wear the janitor suit.
He was funny.
I love Axel, man. He started playing chopsticks on the piano with me. Oh, my God, I was dying. That was the same night. No joke. That was the same night. They literally had me play the piano for 2 to 3 hours. I don't know. I forget. Nitro was like 3 hours, I think. But that was – I remember playing the piano. They told me just kept playing the piano, right? And I remember Eddie Guerrero, for example, was doing an interview, right? And hearing the piano music. And he's like, make this funny face. He turns around. He sees me on the play the piano. And I'm doing the Viva La Rasta dance.
I can just imagine Eddie Guerrero with that smirk look on his face.
Oh, my God. It was hysterical. And yeah, like, I don't know, Haku, Ming would come by and wave at me.
You know,
and,
I remember Luger.
Luger and Elizabeth came by and said hello too, man. Oh, that was great. And Sting would wave at me. Oh, Jesus.
That's a memorable moment of Papa Stro Maestro, for sure.
I literally played the piano. They told me, keep playing. So I just did, like, all the whole night, just played the piano until it was time to go.
Wow.
They were bringing me food and everything, man. I was, like, had catering. Oh, it was tremendous.
For real? Wow.
Yeah. And I had a thing of champagne next to me. I never got to get a glass. So I just stayed there. Nice. Oh, jeez.
I like WWF was all right, but WCW was my favorite. Like I said, I can just remember seeing some of the matches you were wrestling. I mean, you were very excited to watch in the ring.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
I had the best time, man.
Returners to Cat Biller, Sting, Buff Bagwell, a few of those guys. It was a good time, man.
Yeah.
Norman Smiley, man. I loved the match I have Norman, man. Norman was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, memorable moments for sure.
I remember watching the match with Norman Smiley and Dean Malenko, right? And, oh, man, it was tremendous. And I knew right then and there, I want to be in the ring with Norman Smiley. Because Dean Malenko was just amazing. Just amazing.
Wow. That's incredible.
And being in the ring with Norman was awesome, man. He's such a class act. He's helping guys out with the Performance Center, I believe, down in Florida with WWE now. And he still looks fantastic shape, man.
Wow.
I mean, he's like Dick Clark, man. He hasn't aged a bit, man. Norman.
Wow, that's...
still looks great.
That's incredible, man. I hate that WCW went out of business. God, that did something to me, man. I hate that.
Oh, man. You're not alone, brother. A lot of us. Think the same way. I know people still to this day that haven't even watched wrestling. Still haven't watched wrestling since WCW went under.
I know. I was really shocked that that happened. Myself. And what people don't realize about WCW is this. I mean, this is the thing that blew my mind, Maestro. Now, I saw this in a wrestling magazine. At that time, you know, like WCW was like WCW and NWO. WCW was number one in ratings, and WWF was number two.
Oh, yeah. At one time, we were rocking it, man. I remember during the peak of WCW, we were just on top of the world. We did like a special MTV skit bit with Diamond Dallas Page and Raven. Remember when Raven attacked Diamond Dallas Page on MTV? Man, that was red hot. Their feud was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, and you got to think, it's so amazing, Pop Star Maestro, is this. Now, you got to think, at that particular time, you know, WWF, they had Stone Cold, they had The Rock.
Yeah.
They had mm-hmm. Bret Hart. You know, Vince McMahon, when you had the NWO, WCW, he's trying to get, Vince McMahon, he tried to compete by bringing, you know, you had like the Hart Foundation, what was that guy, Brian guy, what was his name, Brian Pillman? Is that
yeah.
his name? Him.
Yeah.
You know, he tried to form like an alliance, you know, British Bulldog. He tried to bring it like an alliance, something like an NWO. But my point
yeah.
is, like, the fact that they had The Rock, Stone Cold, you know, but still, they were still number two.
Right.
To WCW. You know what I mean? That was incredible to me.
And back then, that was big. You know,
yeah, exactly.
to get over WWE, yeah.
Yeah, I mean they was killing WWF in ratings, because I mean it was so much stuff going on in WCW. I mean, between Hogan and the NWO, it was so much going on.
Man. That was red hot back then. I mean, their feud with Sting, and then like they had Goldberg, and
yeah.
they brought in James Brown for Ernest Miller and myself and our feud.
Yeah,
tremendous,
I mean,
man.
I mean, when it came to WCW, Maestro, I couldn't wait to Monday Nitro. I couldn't
mm-hmm.
wait to see Monday Nitro, WCW Monday Nitro.
And you had the Cruiserweight division. You had arguably the best Cruiserweight division ever at the time. Yeah, we had the best Cruiserweights from all over the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
From Mexico, Europe, Japan,
yeah,
Canada, all over the world, man.
I mean, that was it.
Hey, Roddy Piper, God rest his soul, Roddy Piper was there.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Kurt Hennig, oh, man.
Yep, you know, I mean, you had so many names, I mean.
Macho Man.
Yeah.
RC, man.
Yeah. Macho Man, yep, Macho Man. I mean, it's... It's just, like I said, incredible.
Yeah, it was an incredible time. Yeah.
It really was. It really was. I mean, it was like a good. It was a good run. It really was.
Oh, and you had and talking about factions. I mean, you had NWO. You had the Horsemen.
Yeah. Exactly.
Dungeons of Doom.
Yep. I mean.
You had Latino World Order.
Yeah, I remember that. Because I mean, some of them got jumped in the parking lot by the NWO.
Right.
I mean, that was insane. That was crazy.
Oh God, yeah.
That was my God.
There was always something going on, man. It was pretty exciting time.
And Barry Windham came back. Barry Windham. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're good. No.
But Barry Windham came back later.
Barry Windham?
Barry Windham came back later. You mean? Didn't he come back later? Because I remember Barry came back later. I think he was was he feuding with Ric Flair or something like that? I think I can't remember,
yeah,
but I know.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, Eric Bischoff brought Barry back to feud with Flair.
Yes, that's what it was. That's what it was. I remember. That's what I remember. And that was later.
And
I
remember
later.
Barry. Yeah. And I think Barry Windham and Kurt Hennig ended up winning the world tag team titles too. They were world tag team champions at one point.
That's when it was.
They were feuding with
that's it.
Benoit and Malenko for the tag team titles.
That's exactly what it was. Okay, yeah. Yeah, because I remember, because that was later. That was later after down the road with Barry Windham and Barry Windham. Yeah, they were the world tag team champions. Yeah, but
that was a pretty cool feud there too. They had
it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really was.
Barry and Kurt Hennig were a pretty good team.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, just your Barry Windham and Kurt Hennig. They definitely
mm-hmm.
were very, very talented. Very talented. They were very talented.
And
very
I
talented.
Think that was right after Kurt Hennig turned on the Horseman. Because
yeah.
He turned on Ric Flair in that cage match with the NWO.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, that was dirty. Oh my God, that was dirty.
Yeah.
You know, they that was. Oh, that. I'm gonna tell you something. That was dirty on current, that was so, oh my, that was so dirty. I was mad.
Yeah.
I was mad. I was mad because I said, I'm like, dude, seriously? And they just took Flair and they just, I mean, they messed Flair up. They messed him up, yo.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously?
Yeah, they beat him up in the desert and put him in the crazy house.
Yeah. I'm like, seriously?
But it was a thing of beauty when Rick came back on that Nitro in Greenville, South Carolina, when they reformed the Horsemen.
The Horsemen,
and Rick just went off on Eric Bischoff. And, oh, my God, dude. I had tears in my eyes. he just went off. He said,
well,
you're a liar. You're a scam. You're no good. Blankety blank. And like, oh, my God. Rick's up. I had tears.
But you know, the NWO. I'm saying the NWO. They put Flair through hell, pure hell. They really did.
No,
did
they? Oh my.
Sad to say.
Did they?
Sad to say.
It was funny when the Horsemen kind of got their revenge on Eric Bischoff, and Rick became the president, and he made Eric Bischoff part of the ring crew.
And he became the champion. He was the president and the champion.
Yeah.
When he beat Hogan, well, of course he cheated, but
yeah.
I think that's when Arn Anderson came in with that tire iron or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That was a wrap on Hogan.
Hmm. That was something, man. But yeah, oh God, that was great memories.
It is. It really
but that,
is.
That
bitch really
off Flair feud was, man, was.
It was ugly,
heat, man.
It was
yeah.
ugly. I mean, it was really ugly. It really was. I mean,
it was right up there with Austin McMahon.
I would say so. I would definitely say so because you know Eric Bischoff, and he was the type of person he would really get under your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember when they brought Eric in to WWE, right? And Vince McMahon introduced Eric Bischoff, and he was raising Eric's hand, and you could see Eric kind of winced because evidently Vince was squeezing his hand like, ha-ha.
Oh, yeah. I remember that because I remember Eric Bischoff, he was a strong guy, man.
Don't let the suits fool you, man. I mean.
Oh, no. No, you know, I saw him, yeah. I saw him a few matches with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah. Jericho told a funny story about Vince. One time he said, after one of the shows, Vince asked Jericho if he'd like to come work out with him in the gym. And Jericho said, "Nah, I'm pretty tired. I'll pass, but thanks anyway, right?" and the next morning, he gets a picture from Vince of him in the gym flexing.
Wow.
And under the, something like wuss, you big wuss or something. To Jericho.
But Whiskey, you know, Whiskey, he's a tough, Vince Man was a tough customer, though.
Oh, yes, sir. You could see it with all the because he wore the suits and everything. But man, he was put together. He's probably still put together.
Yeah, he was.
And you probably remember the matches he had with Austin and a few others where he did had his shirt off and everything. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, how is this possible? he's got this bodybuilder build. But
exactly.
he keeps in shape, man.
Yeah, you're right. Cause I mean, he was built tough. I'm gonna say a few times he took it to Stone Cold Steve Austin a few times.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He got
Austin pretty good.
Yeah, when McMahon turned antagonist, man, he did a very good job at it. Let's put it that way.
He did. When Vince, you're right. When Vince McMahon turned into. When he turned to the villain, man, I mean, he really played his part.
He really played his part.
I mean, he really did. I mean,
and that Bischoff, I got to give it to him. He didn't do too bad himself.
I think he was brilliant. I think Bischoff was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was brilliant.
Him getting, you know, forming NWO and everything like that, it had to have been stroke of genius. And
it was.
Guess who also had a hand in that too. I believe Kevin Sullivan said I think in an interview a while back about helping, you know, plant the seed about the NWO putting it together too. So Kevin had a hand in it. Well, yeah, the NWO was just, like you said, was just a stroke of genius.
It was. It was brilliant because what they did, they became number one in wrestling. They became number one. I'm thinking about you. Eric Bischoff was a genius. I mean, I'm not trying to name Vince McMahon at all.
Right.
I'm not trying to name Vince McMahon, but in my opinion, between Vince McMahon and Eric Bischoff, my choice would be Eric Bischoff. I mean, because, I mean, like, and Vince McMahon, he was a villain. Don't get me wrong. He played his part very well. But Eric Bischoff, man, I mean, it's just like with Eric Bischoff and the NWO, man. I mean, it was just it was just completely brilliant. It really was.
Uh-huh. It really was.
I mean, when he would come in, I used to love to see Bischoff come out of the aisle with Hogan, man. And he just had that smirk look on his face. Eric Bischoff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eric's been, you know, even before then, Eric's been was in the game for quite a while, back to the old AWA days, right?
I didn't know
that. So he had a lot of experience. Yeah, he had a lot of experience going in, and he had a direction and a vision. I'll give him that much. And I know he helped me out a lot, you know, when he hired me. Yeah, I've got nothing but great things about Eric, man. Eric was really cool to me, and like I said, if I had a problem or anything, Eric was the guy to go to. You know what I mean?
He was.
And you knew what you knew where you stood with Eric, you know. Which, you know, I respected that, and we had some really good conversations, and he was very helpful, you know, with putting the Maestro thing together and everything. So, because Eric was big on production. You know what I mean? He wanted his production to be tight. You know what I mean?
Serious.
But you're right, Eric, man. He knew what he was doing.
No question. So was Eric Bischoff created the Papa Maestro character? It was Eric Bischoff.
Well, he was the Maestro. Yeah, yeah. He put it all together, like the baby grand piano and the entrances I was making, all that. He helped put all that together. Sir.
I didn't know that. I mean, that's written in the name. The name, Papa Stro Maestro. That name really stands out. You mean it really stands out?
Yeah. I know Dusty. He was a big fan of it too.
He was.
Rhodes. Oh yeah, Dusty. He loved it. Yeah.
And that name fits you too. It definitely fits you.
Yeah. Hogan he was a big fan of it. Jimmy Hart, Macho Man.
He was.
Yeah. They really dug it, yeah.
Wow, that's nice, man.
Yeah.
Says a lot of stress to definitely coming from Hogan.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I tell those limo rides with him and Savage were epic.
Oh, yeah, they were, yeah. That was, oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Hogan, oh, my God. I mean, it was one moment. Hogan was coming down the ring, coming down the aisle, and out of nowhere, because, you know, it was Bischoff and Hogan coming out, and out of nowhere comes Savage. Savage attacked him from the back. He hit Hogan from the back. Hogan didn't even see it coming. Hogan hit the floor so quick and so hard, and he knocked down Eric Bischoff and spit on him. I was like, oh, my God, Savage is crazy, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, Hogan and Savage had that love-hate relationship, you know what I mean, going on. Like, sometimes they were tight as tight. And then, like, mm-hmm. next day, like, oh, they would just talk trash. You know what I mean?
I know. I mean, I remember those battles. I mean, that was they was really something. I mean, it was almost personal.
But they had some good matches together.
Oh, they did.
They really had some. Yeah. And they were a good team. Remember the Mega Powers, man? Remember the Mega Powers?
Oh, I remember that. I remember that. They were a good team. I used to love those interviews with Hogan and Savage. I mean, those interviews and every day, like with the Mega Powers. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Man.
And Diamond Dallas Page even says to this day that his feud with Macho Man put him on the map, more or less.
I would say so. I would say so, yeah.
What a feud they had.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. It was pretty rough. It was pretty rough. But even like while Hogan, he had a really impact on my life. I mean, it's just crazy that it took Hogan. Now, I like Hogan when he was Hulkamania. Don't get me wrong, I like him when he was Hulkamania. But
right,
when Hogan turned bad and changed himself to Hollywood Hogan, man, I was really impressed with that. I mean, it's really that's why I call myself Mr. Hollywood, because of Hulk Hogan. I mean, it's because I tell my friends all the time. I say, if it wasn't for Hollywood Hulk Hogan, I would have never came up with Mr. Hollywood. It would have never happened. It was because of Hogan.
Oh, that night he formed NWO and he turned and sided with Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. That changed the game, man. That was a game changer.
It did. It really did, didn't it? I mean, they changed wrestling. I mean, at that point, that's when wrestling changed forever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and the whole time you hear the commentary, right? And Bobby Heenan was the one that got it right the whole time. Because Bobby Heenan, the brain, he was like, but which side is he on?
He said it, you're right. He kept saying it.
Everybody from Dusty and everybody was praising Hogan. Mm-hmm. And next thing he drops the leg on Macho Man. And
I know.
that's he just sold his soul to the devil, baby.
That was Dusty Rhodes.
But Bobby Heenan, man, he had it right the whole time. Which side was he on?
He did. I'm saying he had it right. And you know how much I'm gonna tell you that night, I'm gonna tell you, my mouth dropped. I couldn't believe it when Hogan did the leg drop on Savage. I was really in total shock. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. Shocked everybody.
And, I mean, I wasn't expecting that. I really was not expecting that. And then the thing that really got me, that how the fans were throwing all these beer bottles and stuff, the whole ring, I never saw that. I would have never thought in my wildest dreams that Hogan would have been despised that bad. Where the whole ring was full of bottle cans. I mean, that was just, they were just throwing stuff in the ring.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe, I was like, I was just completely shocked. I couldn't believe it. That Hogan was that quick.
I know there was some heat at the time, back when the NWO was beating up all the factions, like the Dungeons of Doom and the Horsemen and all that.
Yeah.
But in a way, I think it had to be done. The push, what a serious threat that the NWO was to WCW, you know what I mean?
True.
They made it that much more of a threat, because the NWO, you know, they kept saying, we're going to take over and all this. And it looked more like a hostile takeover when they were beating up everybody in the back. Remember that? And
it gave
some realism to the story, you know what I mean?
It really did. I mean, when you really think about it, it was, the whole thing was just it was just incredible. I mean, it was just incredible. And even like I'm gonna tell you the thing. Even when NWO ended, WCW was still going great. It was still going great.
Oh yeah, I remember that night, like you said, when they were beating people up in the back I remember Kevin Nash taking Rey Mysterio and darting him against that trailer wall. Dude,
oh,
that was, at the time, I was like, wow, that was crazy.
I know. Ouch. Yeah, that
was
like,
crazy.
Ouch. It was. It really was.
But yeah, that was, but it was an awesome time. I mean, gosh, I mean, it was like you couldn't wait to watch the Monday Night Wars and seeing how they would outdo each other. WCW and WWE.
I know. I mean, like I said, that's what I was saying. I said, every Monday night, my show, I could not wait. I said, I cannot wait till Monday night. See, WCW, Monday Night Nitro. I mean, I just couldn't wait. I could not wait.
and it's the funny bit. We were watching each other in the back. Like, we would watch Raw in the back, and the Raw people in Raw watch us. And then we both watch ECW. Yeah, we watch each other's programming. Yeah, it's a trip.
That's crazy.
Oh yeah.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. I mean,
it's funny sitting
Raw
next to Rick Rude. It's funny sitting next to Rick Rude. He's watching Val Venus, who's kind of doing a variation of his persona, right? And Rick Rude's watching him.
Yeah. That's crazy. And Rick Rude, Rick Rude was good. I liked him too. Rick Rude was cool.
Oh, he was my dude, man. He was my sub. He had to get these tuna subs, man.
Yeah, Rick Rude, he was on. I like his style of wrestling too. Ravishing,
yeah.
Rick Rude.
Oh yeah, man. Oh, he was awesome.
When he came to that. He was coming to that Sade. Oh man.
Wow, that
Sade, man. I just love when he's coming to that Sade music.
Man, oh yeah. Man, yeah. And you know what? He was no matter wherever he went, he was solid, man. He's always a solid wrestler.
He was solid.
Yeah, man.
He did. Yeah, he was solid. He was. Rick Rude was solid. He really was. Yeah, he was solid.
Yeah, and he was, I think he was world or international champion at one point in WCW.
He was.
Rick Rude was. Yeah.
Because
he was part of the Dangerous Alliance with Paul Heyman.
Oh, okay.
Because he had Rude, he had Arn Anderson, Bobby Eaton, Medusa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I remember that.
He had an awesome clique. Dangerous Alliance was just, I thought they were just as awesome as the Horsemen back then.
Yeah, I was serious. I forgot about that group.
Yeah.
I forgot about the group. Yeah.
And I know he managed the SMP, the Samoan SWAT team.
Okay, I remember them too. I remember them as well.
That was back when Paul Heyman had the telephone. The telephone in his hand all the time.
I think I remember that. I think so.
He was known as Paul E. Dangerously.
yeah, it was his name. Yeah, Paul E. Dangerously.
Yeah.
He was a character as well. He was definitely a character.
It was kind of a throwback from the movie, you know, that comedy Johnny Dangerously with Michael Keaton.
I think I remember that.
I love that movie. That movie's hilarious. If you had a good thing, it's so funny. The girl from Taxi's in it. The redheaded actress from Taxi. The Taxi series, he's in it.
Okay, it's been a long time since I've seen him.
That's like his girlfriend, Johnny Dangerously's girlfriend in the movie. But it's a whole comedy. Joe Capiscopo's in it, and oh my God, it's so funny.
Yeah, I think it's been a while since I've seen that movie. It's been a minute.
Danny DeVito's in it too. Yeah, I forgot Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito, okay, I know him. Yeah, he's hilarious.
Oh my God.
He killed me. Definitely hilarious. He's one of my favorite. Danny DeVito.
It's funny because my mother just got these rescued little kittens from my brother. He found them on the street and she took them to the vet. And they're doing much better now. Their names are Little Bit and Lucky. And she calls them twins after Arnold and Danny DeVito. He said Lucky's like the Arnold one. And Little Bit's like Danny DeVito.
Yeah, I remember that movie. I remember that movie. I do remember that movie. Yeah, that was twins.
Twins. But Paul Heyman was a great manager for WCW at one point.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he was. He was. I mean, he really was. Yeah, he was.
Remember when he brought in the original Midnight Express, the feud with the Midnight Express?
The original Midnight Express.
Yeah, it was like Randy Rose and Dennis Condrey. He brought them in to feud with Jim Cornette, Bobby Eaton, and Stan Lane.
Wow.
Right back in the day.
I think I might remember some clips of that. I think I remember. Oh, man.
Yeah, what a feud they had.
Wow,
funny,
that's crazy.
When their entrance music, both of them had the same entrance music. They would just keep playing the Midnight Express music between the two teams coming in the ring.
Paul, I'm really going to say, Corey, that's the guy that kicked out of, he was the one that got kicked out of Midnight Express. Dennis Corey, yes, I remember him. I think I remember some clips of that.
Yeah, Dennis Condrey was the one with the bandana around his neck all the time.
Yeah. I remember him. Yeah, sure was.
And Stan Lane was the one who did the karate and did the dancing all the time. They call him Sweet Stan.
Yeah, Sweet Stan. I remember him. Yeah, I remember him too. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, they was incredible.
Bobby
too.
He was the high flyer. He did stuff off the top rope like the Alabama Jam and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, I used to love to see Bobby. I used to love to see Bobby wrestle, man.
He's
very exciting to watch. He's exciting to watch, man, in that ring.
Oh yeah,
very
and
exciting.
He's another guy. He could do anything. He could wrestle. He can fly off the top, man. He can.
Yeah. I remember when he came to World Tag Team Champion. That was something.
Yeah,
man, they're
awesome.
They were. I mean,
they won the titles from Tully and Arn before Tully and Arn went to WWE as the Brainbusters.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Wow.
Which was a shame because they just started feuding the Midnight Express and Tully and Arn, right? And Tully and Arn decided to go to WWE.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the Brainbusters. I remember that because it was on Bobby the Brain Heating, right?
Yeah.
I remember that.
They were good.
Yeah, they were.
They were good with the Rockers. The Rockers, yeah.
And they didn't become the WWF champions? Tag team champions?
At one point.
The Brain Busters. Yeah.
Yeah.
World Tag Team Champions. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
World Tag Team Champions. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were a great team.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I remember them. I remember that.
I remember the Survivor Series they were in. It was like one of the best Survivor Series ever because they had like all the best tag teams you could think of in that match with the Brainbusters. You had like the Heart Foundation, the Rockers,
yeah.
Demolition,
wow.
Power
Sustain.
Yeah,
Power Sustain. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I definitely remember them. Yeah, I definitely remember that. That was something.
Oh man,
yeah, that era of that particular area. Yeah, that was something. When the Rainbusters when they went to WWF.
But that was like one of the best tag team Survivor Series matches of all time.
With
their match, yeah, because it's like the who's who of tag teams back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I would definitely say so. Yeah,
I think the only team, there was a few teams they didn't have, and it was just only because there was other promotions like the Rock and Roll Express and Midnight Express and the Road Warriors. But other than that, they had like the best of the best back then. That match.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so you know, like bringing back to like Barry Windham, I think Barry Windham, he should have been world champion. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think Barry Windham should have been worse. I think he was robbed. I think Barry Windham was robbed.
There were a couple times in the past, the matches with Flair, I thought maybe he would, you know, become champion at one point, and he had a few close calls, actually, where he actually technically won the title but didn't at the same time, if you get my ring.
Right.
But, Barry was, champion or challenger, Barry was just amazing.
He was. I know he was United States champion. I know he was World Tag Team champion. That should have happened. They should have made that happen, WCW. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that Rick said in an interview a while back that when he was getting ready to go to WWE, that when he was champion, he literally wanted to drop the title to Barry Windham before he left.
Wow.
But they ended up, I guess Jim Herd at the time had other ideas, and that's why him and Rick had a falling out, and he went to WWE. They ended up having a match for the title. It was Barry and Luger ended up becoming champion.
Oh, I see. Okay. I remember when Flair went to WWE. I remember that. And I remember Flair became the WWF champion as well.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Remember when Rick brought the title with him to WWE?
I remember that.
When he was saying he was the real world champion, yeah, it was during that time period. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I do remember that. Now let me ask this Fuller's Flair. Like that belt, I've overheard these different stories. Flair, the big belt, did Flair have his own personal belt? Was that his own personal belt when he came to WWE?
Yeah, because back then, when you were world champion, you had to make a down payment on the belt, more or less.
Oh, I see. Okay.
From what I understand. And they had, like, a committee of people, like back with the NWA days, but they had a committee of people to decide who would be the best to represent the company, the type of thing. And and whoever was champion, you would kind of make your own investment into the title, if you will, when you were champion. And that was the heat with him and Jim Herd went down. It's like they're arguing back and forth. Rick said, well, if you're going to take the belt from me, you're going to pay the deposit that I put in. Big time heat. And so Rick, it was funny. You said when Rick hung up the phone with Herd after they cursed each other out, he picked up the phone, called Vince, and asked if he can come up. And Vince was like, sure. And Rick was like, what about the belt? And Vince said, hey, bring it up. You can bring the belt up too, right?
Wow.
That's how he brought his belt to WWE, real world champion type of thing.
I see. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder, because that's why I always wondered about that when I knew he had the NWA title and he was in WWE. I was like, okay.
All documented, folks. People are listening in, so you can go back and listen to Rick's interviews, and he does talk about this. So
crazy.
This isn't nothing like late breaking news or anything. But
that's crazy.
Because
it's funny that he did go back to WCW later. He went back to WCW later.
Yes, that's right. He brought the title to WWE. He literally brought the NWA.
I remember that because I remember him saying, "I'm the real world heavyweight champion." I remember you.
He wasn't lying. That.
Oh no, he wasn't lying. he was the real heavyweight champion of the world for sure. WCW.
I wish you could count the interview where he said this conversation with Jim Herd. If you get a chance to listen to the interview, it's hilarious.
Okay.
Where he's like him and Jim Herd are cussing each other out on the phone.
He said his name Jim Herd.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
and, he kept calling them pizza, the pizza man, because Jim Hurd used to be CEO for Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
Jim Hurd wanted him to put an earring in his finger and make him a gladiator or something like that. Something ridiculous.
Yeah, Flair. Yeah. He's another one to get under your skin, Flair. He can definitely get under your skin for sure.
He had the best promos. Oh my God, Rick still has.
Oh,
he
no,
still
has oh
a great promo.
Yeah,
I saw a commercial where he's making a commercial recently about protein cupcakes or something. It's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, man. So I'm gonna tell you, like, you know, we used to feud with Death Row. You know, he was my man. That was my man right there. That was my dude right there. I mean, and I'm gonna tell you, Flair used to make me so. Real Flair used to make me so mad. He used to piss me off. That's it, man.
What
look,
a rivalry!
You know,
Dusty and Rick,
interviews.
Man. What a rivalry!
Oh my God!
Yeah.
I used to hate Ric Flair. Ooh, I used to hate Ric Flair. You know how you do. Well, whether you like it or whether you don't, I am your world's heavyweight champion. he used to make me so mad. He used to make me so mad.
God, man, with those two would get in the ring together, it'd be like magic. I mean, they made so
it
much
would.
Money together. Oh my God!
Oh, they did. And I'm gonna tell you, when Dusty Rhodes beat Flair for the title, oh man, you
oh
my
God.
I was jumping for joy. I know he didn't have the belt that long, but I was so happy that Dusty Rhodes beat Flair for that belt. I was so happy. I would never forget that night. I was so happy that he won.
Oh man, the matches they had was just. What a feud, man. I mean, you had Son of the Plumber, and you had the Elite of the Elite with Nature Boy.
Yep.
I mean.
Elite. And Dusty Rhodes, yep.
He was Elite before the Elite came along, Ric Flair was, the Horseman.
Yeah, he was. He really was. And it's funny, when he said those battles with Harley Race, I mean, you know, he was the good guy then, you mean? I would never thought he would turn bad. I would never thought he'd turn bad, you know, he'd beat Harley Race for the NWA title. I mean,
yeah. In the Carolinas, they loved Ric Flair, man. He was like big time fan favorite.
Yeah, he was. He was. He really was.
And you know what? Turned out to be a villain until Dusty Rhodes came along. Dusty Rhodes is actually the guy that made him a villain.
I didn't know that.
Up to that point, Rick, man, everybody loved Ric Flair, man. He was
right.
Awesome. You know, he used to come out to Carolina Blue all the time, and you know what I mean.
Yeah, I remember that.
But when Dusty came in there, man, he changed the game, and him and Rick, man, had that classic feud for years.
Yeah, they did. I mean, for a long, long time. And I'm gonna say, I remember with Flair, when I know he wrestled Harley Race. I mean, Harley Race, man. I'm gonna tell you, Harley Race was no joke either. He was no joke, Harley Race. Oh my God, because I remember one time, Ric Flair beat him. Flair beat Harley Race for the title there, but Harley Race, he got the belt back. And I saw an interview. I'll never forget. Harley Race said, "He said, I am the world heavyweight champ once again."
Oh, Harley Race, man, in his time, he was like one of the toughest dudes of his time.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
I remember one title defense he had against Tommy Wildfire Rich, right? They brought in a promoter, brought in Andre the Giant as an enforcer. And the reason being because he felt that Andre was the only one in the locker room that could handle Harley Race. Yeah, because Harley Race was a bad dude.
Yeah, he was. I mean, I've seen him in a few matches. I've seen him some matches with Flair, and he was a tough customer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was no joke by any means. He was no joke, and I see why he was the NWA World Heavyweight Champion for so long.
His matches with Ric Flair were amazing. Harley and Rick, man.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, you're right.
And one of the hardest fans in pro wrestling, too, the diving headbutt.
I remember that. Oh, my God, diving headbutt, Harley Race. Oh, man, when I saw him do that, I was like, ouch.
I joined his matches when he even went to WWE, defeated with the Junkyard Dog. They had some classics.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I didn't know
that. Back when he was known as King Harley Race, remember that?
I think King Harley Race. I remember. I remember. King Harley. Yeah, okay, I remember now. King Harley Race. I remember that. Yeah, I do remember that.
And he was also a great manager later on. He managed Vader.
Oh, he did?
For a little bit, back when Vader was champion in WCW. Harley Race was his manager.
He was, okay. Yeah, it's been so long ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's been so long ago. I tell you, when it comes to Professor Red, you can talk about wrestling for hours.
Oh, it's easy to do.
Professional wrestling, man, you can talk about it for hours and hours.
It's contagious.
It really is.
Hey, Mr. Hollywood, is there anything you like to plug?
Plug? Let me see. Okay.
Oh, get out there. Man, floor is yours, man.
Oh, yeah, look, I appreciate that. Well, I tell you, the thing that I feel like this COVID, the thing that I want to say this about this COVID, man, it was crazy, watching wrestling. I know a few times I saw, WWE, and it was in the arena. It was no audience.
Yeah.
That was mind-boggling. It was no audience. I mean, is that still the case? I really had a chance to watch wrestling lately because I've been working a lot. But is that still the case? They still don't have an audience?
Well, they had some people at WrestleMania this year.
They did?
And don't it. So, and now they're back, kind of back doing the whole Thunderdome TV screen deal.
Yeah.
But they're hitting around getting more people for, upcoming events, towards the summer and everything. So hopefully they can make that happen. I know AEW is already making it happen. They've already got people to a limited capacity there for AEW. But it's slowly starting to come around. I mean, it's a slow process. And hopefully by the summer and later on this year, we can kind of get back to having more live crowds again. Yeah, because I'm like you. I miss that live interaction. That's what a lot of us do.
You're right. I mean, and I'm going to tell you something. Vince McMahon, they need to watch out for AEW. AEW is a threat to WWE, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're making waves, man.
I've just seen a few clips of me on TV a few times ago. Vince McMahon, he better watch out for AEW. You better watch out for them. I'm telling you, they got some stuff going on at AEW. I mean,
I don't know if you caught their TV show the other night, AEW Dynamite, but their main event, it was a War Games Blood and Guts match with the Inner Circle and the Pinnacle. It was good stuff, man. Chris Jericho was in it, and FTR and Tully Blanchard got involved. I mean,
I heard about Tully Blanchard being in. Yeah, that was crazy.
They got Tully Blanchard's there, Arn Anderson. They got Tony Schiavone doing commentary with Jim Ross.
Because I remember my wife was watching it. I remember because I had my head. I said, that's right, Tony Schiavone. I said, that's Tony Schiavone.
Yeah. And Big Show's there now. Paul White, he's there. Christian's there now.
Christian's there too?
Yeah.
Wow. I know Christian.
Taz is there. Remember Taz?
Taz is there too? I remember Taz.
Yeah.
He's there too?
You remember the guy they called Rusev in WWE? He's now called Miro in AEW. He's in AEW now. Pretty wild.
Wow.
Of course, Sting is there still.
Sting is there. In AEW?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know Sting was there. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's friends with one of their stars, Darby Allin. He does the whole makeup thing like Sting, too, so they're kind of together now.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know Sting was in AEW. I didn't know
but
that.
Sting, yeah, Sting is there, and yeah, man, it's pretty wild.
That's crazy, man.
Jake
That's the Snake
Roberts is there. He manages one of the wrestlers now, Lance Archer, big tall guy.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know that either. I remember Jake the Snake Roberts. I definitely remember him.
Yeah, but he's there, and I know, of course, Dustin Rhodes is there, and Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, they're there too?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. I'm going to tell you, you know, Jake the Snake Roberts, I used to love to see his interviews, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, his interviews, they were incredible.
Oh, amazing. Some of the best interviews ever.
Yeah, Jake the Snake Roberts. You can never forget him, for sure.
One of my favorite tag team partners ever, man. We main evented Triple Mania in 1997 in Mexico.
Which
Triple Mania is like the Mexico's equivalent to their WrestleMania, right?
WrestleMania.
And
we were
into like eight-man tag main event because we were tag team partners at the time. And oh man, I've had some great matches teaming with him. Had some great matches against him. I mean, we're still best friends to this day, Jake Roberts. I always learn something new from him because his mind has never stopped working. You know what I'm saying? He's always coming up with some new stuff to learn from. He's amazing.
Yeah, I remember him.
He's in AEW now with the rest of them. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, like I said, I'm gonna say this, and I'm about to leave, but I really thank God for my grandfather and me, because probably my story, if it wasn't for my grandfather, I would have never got into wrestling, because like, you know, Saturday morning, you know.
Oh yeah.
My grandfather, you know, because that time when my mom and dad, you know, split up,
mm-hmm.
so my mom had to end up going back home with me, so I had a brother and sister, so like on Saturday morning, it was either you watch wrestling or you didn't watch anything, you mean?
That's the same my grandfather's, man. If it weren't for my grandfather's, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. You're right. I'm with you.
That's crazy, isn't it? I mean, I'm thinking like when I was a kid, you know, I mean, like Saturday morning, because you know, as a kid, I wanted to watch cartoons. I mean, that's what I wanted to watch. But my granddaddy. I guess I would sit, you know, under my granddaddy, my grandfather, and just watch wrestling. You know, the more I watched, the more I liked it. You mean? And the rest is history. I really thank God, my grandfather, because if it weren't for him, I would have never even gotten into, you know, towards watching professional wrestling, because professional wrestling professional wrestling is just so exciting. I mean, to watch, I mean, it really is. And quite frankly, if I had to choose between wrestling, football, basketball, I'd probably choose wrestling. I mean, I'd probably choose wrestling because,
of course,
I'd probably choose wrestling. Yeah, I would choose wrestling because.
Right.
And just wrestling. I mean, just wrestling is a whole. Wrestling is a professional wrestling. It's just a whole new breed. I mean, compared to other sports, it's a whole new breed. So that would
absolutely
be my choice. Yeah.
Oh
but
yeah.
That just me though.
I don't blame you. I'm with you. So with you.
Yeah.
Mr. Hollywood, man, it's always a pleasure having you on, man. And thank you so much.
Too,
call back anytime.
Yeah.
Me too.
This
was a blast tonight. And guys are listening in, check out the archives of tonight's show, WCW Retro, talking Barry Windham on VOCNation.com. Thank you, Mr. Hollywood, for being here, man. You're the best, bro.
Thank
I love
you,
brother.
And I love you too,
and,
bro. You be blessed, bro.
Love you too. Be blessed too. And your honor, to end out tonight's podcast, just in Mr. Hollywood's honor, we'll play some NWO for you. God bless you, brother.
Thanks a million. Thank you, brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Love you, Maestro.
Love you too, brother.
All right. Take care, brother.
You too.